stuff. Tes vav amud beis. Bavli. Tes vav amud beis. We are holding near the bottom of the page. There are two dots there in the middle of the line. The first one line is Yoshia. Let's say 20 lines up. A little, probably fewer than 20 lines, but close to 20 lines. Up. And it says there, Va'amar Rav Tavi Amar of Yoshia. See that? So, he had said previously in the previous line that the Lach is Kedivri Shneim Lahakel in the Mishnah. So it continues on now, and it's another memra from Rav Tavi Amar of Yoshia. He said, Mandechsev, what's the Pasuk mean when it says, it's a Pasuk from Mishlei, to snip it to the Pasuk. It says, Shalosh Hena, these three, Lo Sisvana, they're never satisfied. Then there's some words missing here. I think we get two of them in the pasuk. It says the Sha'ul, which is the grave, the Otarechem. Otarechem is a euphemism here. Rechem obviously is the womb. Otzer means that which holds it in, like, you know, storehouse. But it's a place of Tashmish. That's what it's referring to. But then these two things are never satisfied. There's a third thing not mentioned, which is Eretz Lo Sava Mayim, that the land doesn't have enough water. Can never get enough water. The Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei is like, there's always, you know, can never get enough. The grave can never get enough. There can never be enough Tashmish, the land can never have enough water. There's always, you know, room for a bit more, so to speak. But the drasha is, V'chima inyan shol eitzel rechem. Like, what's the connection between the two things that they should be put back to back? To tell you this, just the same way the rechem, again, the rechem here is the shorthand and the polite way of saying the entrance to the rechem. It takes in and it brings out, because what it brings in semen and it takes out babies. So, same too. Af Sha'ol, the grave also, machnes emotzi, it brings in dead people and spits out live people. There you go. So, okay, then Tchias Amesim. And there you go. Okay, that's it. Valo Devarim Kol V'Chomer. And the Gemara objects, says, what is this drasha from like a smichut of like the connection between the pasuk connecting the rechem and the shoal, the grave and the womb there? It's Valo Devarim Kol V'Chomer, that you could actually figure this out from Kol V'Chomer without any exegetical, you know, resources. Uma, and you see when it comes to a rechem, when it comes to where the babies come out of, machnisin ba b'chashai, when it goes in, the semen goes in, it's silence, right? But umotzi memeno b'kolei kolos, it comes out with a lot of voices. Literally, it means lots of voices. It means, like, you know, with a big ruckus. You know, the baby comes out screaming. It's a big, you know, it goes in silently, but it comes out screaming. The shoal, the grave, machnisin ba b'kolei kolos, it's a big commotion when it goes in there because everyone's, you know, crying and freaking out about the mace. Eino din, isn't it logical? Shemotzi menu b'koli kolos, isn't it, you know, kol v'chomer, isn't it logical that the grave should also send something out with a big commotion? Mekan, and from here you have a tshuva, you have an answer, la'omrim, to those who say, ain't tchias ameisim in the Torah. There's no such thing as tchias ameisim in the Torah. If you have any questions, don't bother ask them because I have no answers. Sorry.